of this world. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. So according to the Bible, when we preach the gospel, you know, that is the way in which people are saved, right? God is chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe, right? People don't just get saved by reading the Bible on their own, right? The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, for neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned, right? So the Bible teaches that somebody who is not saved because they're a natural man, because they're not regenerated, because they don't have the Spirit of God, they can't understand the Bible, right? So the lost person out there, they can't just read the Bible by themselves and understand it by themselves. So that's why the Bible says that God has manifested or revealed his word through preaching, right? The way that people understand the word of God is by somebody with the Holy Spirit who's saved, going to somebody and preaching them the gospel so that they can believe and be saved, right? And to the world, this is foolishness, right? Just getting up and either from a pulpit or just at somebody's door or just, you know, in somebody's house or wherever, just opening the Bible and explaining it to them and just saying, this is what the Bible says, this is what God says, right? To the world, that seems foolish, right? But to us who are saved, it is the power of God. I mean, we've seen examples just out soul winning. Everybody here is a soul winner. We've all seen examples of you go to somebody who's just a complete unbeliever. They just don't believe the Bible at all. They have no Christian background. They're just an agnostic or an atheist or whatever. And in 10 minutes, you show them what the Bible says, and in 10 minutes, it can cause them to change their mind and to believe in Jesus Christ. That's the power of the Bible. So to the world, it seems foolish, but to us which are saved, it is the power of God. And so as Christians, we need to be out there preaching the gospel with the word of God, because even though if people might make fun of you, they might say that's foolish, that's stupid, it's a waste of time, it's not. And we know as Christians that the Bible has power to get people saved. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile, right? So again, the gospel is powerful, and the gospel is preached using the Bible. So let's bow our heads and pray. Father in heaven, we pray, God, that you please fill every preacher with your Spirit and help them, God, to be able to preach your word. And thank you, Lord, for the chance to be here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.